welcome back to Fan Experience TV. This is episode one of season three, also the 93rd episode in the series. We took a nice rest and relaxation time and regrouped ourselves, got a little bit of a recharge. Welcome everybody from YouTube, Facebook, and the Playing the Field LinkedIn page. Hello, Ashwin over there on Instagram Live. All you see is a green screen behind me for Instagram. I am your host. For those tuning in for the first time, my name is Mike Kados, and alongside me is my co-host, Rick Molina. Rick, how was your time off?
Oh, it was good. It was spent a lot of reading, which is always fun, but it was good. It was good to relax, good to get the batteries recharged again, caught up on a lot of sports, obviously. But it was good to be back. It's good to be back in the show. It's good to be back live with the fans, with the people, getting back. Looking to talk some sports tonight and get things started for season three here.
Absolutely. And we've had a lot going on in the last few months. We left off in the middle, in the heat of NBA playoffs, a week away from the NIL starting up. Yep. College athletes can profit off their own name, image, and likeness now, which is great. It's a wonderful thing to see. We had Pete Alonso win another home run derby, but we will talk about Pete Alonso. We will talk about the Mets for sure. We'll talk about the Yankees because my friend here is definitely going to want to talk about them a little bit. And then we got football upcoming, but let's recap what happened. Obviously, the big news was hockey and basketball ending. The Tampa Bay Lightning repeat as Stanley Cup champions. So congratulations to them. Tampa Bay is a winning town all of a sudden. The past 18 to 24 months, everything is clicking over there in Tampa Bay. I don't know whether it's Tom Brady or whatever the case is. They're on fire over there. Rick, fill us in on, the Lightning, and then also talk a little basketball.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Lightning winning the Stanley Cup. The city of Tampa Bay, or Tampa Bay, as they like to call it down there.
Tampa Bay.
Just keep winning down there. It's incredible. The Rays are on fire down there. You got the Lightning over there winning a Stanley Cup. Obviously, the Buccaneers winning a Super Bowl. All they need is a basketball team down there. I think the Raptors were playing down there at one point. On the NBA on the NBA side, obviously the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo winning the NBA title. And then also you had NBA free agency, who was crazy. I mean, they were just giving out money like it was Halloween, and people were just giving out candy. I mean, some of these contracts were just amazing. And here in the locals, the Knicks signing Kemba Walker, re-signing Derrick Rose, re-signing Nerlens Noel, Evan Fournier. So the Knicks trying to build off an impressive 31 season, trying to move up ahead in that Eastern Conference. The NBA is going to be exciting this year. Damian Lillard might get traded. I mean, that's still up in the air. There's been so many things going on. And also, I want to commend the Knicks. Obviously, don't want to dwell too much on the NBA. But with their drafts, I mean, with Quentin Grimes and Deuce McBride and Jericho Sims, I mean, watching Summer League basketball, I mean, you can't keep your eyes off these kids. They shooters galore. Sims, I don't know how he felt the 58 second round in the draft. The kid's a monster. I mean, you add this to this team already, and this nucleus is just growing. So it's incredible what the Knicks are doing. Obviously, the Lakers signing Carmelo Anthony and just building their team out there with LA with LeBron and Kawhi re-signing with the Clippers. But so much going on with the NBA. But let's get into a little baseball, because when we last left, Mike, you and I departed on our hiatus, our beloved teams were going in a different direction. The Yankees, the wheels were off. The steering wheel fell off the side of the road. Nobody was helping us.
You said that plenty of times.
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
So you had it on.
It was bad.
Documented.
Oh, yeah.
On live TV.
On live television. And all of a sudden, the immortal, the oracle that is Brian Cashman, says, you know what? We got to make a couple moves.
Oh, God.
And they trade for Joe. Yes, I was. Because he was embarrassing the organization. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. But he said, you know what? I got to put my stack in. I got to go all in. And he signs a guy by the name of Joseph Joey Gallo from the Texas Rangers, whose grandma wanted him to play for the Yankees.
Gallo or Callo?
Joey Gallo, that's his name?
No, it was a little my cousin Benny joke.
Got it. And then he makes a bigger move. Surprises the baseball world by trading for a man by the name of Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo, Mike, is what the Yankee is. Is a Yankee in every sense of the word. Clutch hits, lives in the moment. I mean, he is like the Scott Brosius signing in 98, a Paul O'Neill kind of signing, a Tino Martinez kind of signing. That's what Anthony Rizzo, what these two gentlemen have done to the team, have infused them with energy, have given them new life. And what do you know? The Yankees have ripped off 10 in a row. They are on a mission to take over the American League East, on a mission to get to the World Series. All we need is our pitching to hold up, but what the New York Yankees done is incredible. And meanwhile, you're in Queens.
Oh.
Alonzo's who win home run derbies.
Audio for a second. I got you back now.
You got me back. Luis Rojas and his managing decision. Steve Cohen going on Twitter. It's been nothing now but an epic collapse. Typical of the Mets. And so with that being said, I open the floor to the disaster that is the New York Mets queue, my friend. Have at it.
Well, there's a reason I'm not wearing a Mets jersey right now. But there was just when the schedule came out, I circled August.
Yes.
Dodgers, Giants, Dodgers, Nationals, Braves, like pretty much murderer's row in, so to speak. So I knew it was going to be a make or break month. I did not foresee the abysmal, disgusting, the wagon with the wheel falling off as you put it.
Yeah.
All four wheels fell off at once.
Yeah, yours has a horse pushing it, and the horse just decided to leave. Yeah.
Well, actually, the wagon has what, two wheels, right?
Two wheels and a horse.
But whatever. They both fell off all at once. Pete Alonso, congrats on your little accolades and being your self-proclaimed best power hitter in baseball. Got a back-to-back home run derby champion. Personal accolades are great and whatnot. And you know what? He's holding his own. Like, it's not like he's not holding his own on the team.
Yeah.
But it seriously is abysmal. You have some pitchers pitching well. Walker, Stroman, like, they got shellacked a couple times. But for the most part, they're pitching two-run, three-run ball. And not for nothing, you're supposed to be winning these games.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, DeGrom went down in an MVP-like season. And that is detrimental. That was a horrible, horrible blow. But they have the pieces in that rotation to still – you got this rookie, Tyler McGill. He's putting up good outings every single time up.
Sure.
They're making these makeshift little bullpen, one inning here, two innings here kind of showings. And it's – they are kind of working, but the hitting, it just – they cannot get in sync. When the pitching is on, the hitting's off. When the hitting's on, the pitching's off. And it's – but it's been like this for years.
Yeah.
And decades, with the exception of maybe a couple of years here and there where they can come out of that little rut. Luis Rojas is a nice guy, but I don't think that he deserves to be managing this team. They need somebody that's going to put he's doing a good job, but somebody obviously needs to get a fire under these players and really get them to perform the way they should be. And like you said, like you alluded to, Steve Cohen, he is not shy. He is going on the Twitterverse.
And I like it.
The Twitter machine, as many call it, and saying they need to be accountable. And, you know, there's no reason that professional ball players of this caliber getting paid this amount of money should be hitting the way they're hitting or lack of hitting. I mean, you can't go through a game and get three hits and expect the owner that's paying that money to be happy about it. And he should. Lindor had no problem with him speaking up.
Not at all.
Lindor is he's a leader, and hopefully something can click and he can figure out what's going on with his offensive woes. It's a lost year for the Mets, but it's not really a lost year. It's a it's find yourself year, but I guess the same could be said for the last 4 years. Yeah. But no, more so with the new ownership. It's a new coming of age, but you know, we just, unfortunately, I'm going to have to ride it out.
Yes.
As I've been doing, I got it down to a science at this point.
Yeah.
When August comes, either the Mets are staying in the race or I am getting ready for football, which we will talk about in a few seconds. But I do want to jump back a couple of weeks and talking about coming of age and whatnot. The Field of Dreams game.
That was pretty cool.
I you know, commend the Major League Baseball. We've talked about it incessantly here. It's just like the MLB needs to do something to really get people engaged and keep the fans engaged. And it was the most watched Major League Baseball game in the last 16 years. That is unbelievable. It was a nice game, and it had magic. It had nostalgia. It had everything. But with all the home runs in the corn, and the walk offs, and the coming back from four runs down on the Yankees, and then the White Sox end up prevailing at the end of it in the throwback Sox uniforms, just like it was worn, and obviously Cosner was great pregame and whatnot. It was great. How did you feel about it? Yankees aside.
I mean, lost on a home run there, but I got to say, that was pretty cool. Kevin Costner, I got to say, man, I mean, the guy still looks like he's 30 years old, incredible shape. He's a living legend, an American icon in cinema, coming out and speaking. And for full disclosure, another movie I have not seen. But I thought it was
still
great.
After that movie?
I saw a couple of clips on YouTube. I'm not going to lie. I saw a couple of clips on YouTube. But I was like, oh, whatever. But it was a really cool night until the Yankees lost to the White Sox. But it was a great night. It was a great night of baseball. I mean, it really was. And back to your Mets real quick. I mean, DeGrom, his arm is falling off. Javi Baez.
Well, not just his arm.
You trade for Javi Baez. Lindor's back. I mean, it's just a disaster. But listen, that's what you come to expect from a Mets season. But I want to go now because it arrived today. Today I got home and it was at my doorstep. The package was there. Had my name on it. I opened it up, and there it was. I can't show it here because obviously the green screen.
Yeah. Well, if you did, you'd be wearing an invisibility cloak.
Yeah, I'd be wearing right. But the number two, Zach Wilson, the Messiah, has arrived in New York. All the talk and all the stuff we talked about. Remember last season, we were hoping for Trevor Lawrence. We were upset. We were happy that the Raiders beat the Jets, and then the Jets go out and they beat the Rams, and then they win the final game of the season. I can't remember who that was against. I think it was the Bills or whatever it was, where they win the final two games of the season. We have the number two pick. And you and Mike, you and I are talking about, wow, what a disaster. Adam Gase screwed us again. The guy can't coach. He can't do anything right. He gets us a number two pick. But then little did we know what was about to happen. Joe D hires Robert Saleh. They hire Mike LaFleur. And all of a sudden, you hear the rumblings of a kid from BYU. You hear the rumblings of how, wow, this kid can throw off platform and he can make these throws and all that. And then late April, early May comes along, and it was a done deal. Zach Wilson from BYU was going to get pick number two. And the Jets made the pick. And at the time, some people were saying, well, I don't know, this kid Trey Lance is pretty good. Justin Fields is pretty good. Mac Jones. But no, they went with Zach Wilson. All of a sudden, you heard the talk around the minicamp and rookie camp. Man, this kid's pretty good. Training camp rolls around. Wow, he's got a bit of a live arm. Has the first green and white scrimmage. Everybody said he sucked. It was over. Comes out in the first two preseason games and is just lighting it up. All of a sudden, Tony Romo, he reminds him of Dan Marino. Everybody on Aaron Rodgers, well, the kid can throw it. And all of a sudden, the era of Zach Wilson has begun. And I could not be happier, could not be more excited than to see the future of the NFL. Zach Wilson, number two in a Jets uniform. And I got to tell you, watching him play is like, I mean, it's almost like watching art. Like, you get excited to see him. You're looking forward to watching him throw the ball. Like, if they run the ball, it's almost like you're upset because of the way the ball comes out of his arm. It's something, it's a beautiful thing to watch. And the Jet fan that you and I, Jet fans like you and me and everybody else out there, have nothing but excitement, nothing but anxiousness and just pure joy to look forward to this year. First, because Gase is gone and that decrepitness is gone. But secondly, that we have a real coach in Zach Wilson. We'll win Rookie of the Year. I'm calling it right now. I'm going to go to FanDuel and put $200 on there. But we'll win Rookie of the Year.
Hey, there is no denying that Zach Wilson is doing everything he should be doing right now. But this is the preseason. Got to keep your expectations in check.
No, I'm not keeping nothing in check. He's winning Rookie of the Year.
You're crowning him the second coming of Tom Brady over here. It's what it sounds like over here.
Zach Wilson.
But Trevor Lawrence is having some struggles, and he's not putting up the numbers that most thought he would in this preseason. And the Jaguars took a big hit yesterday.
Yeah.
Travis Etienne, season ending, Lisfranc injury, going to have surgery, just came through the pipe today. Yeah. So big blow there. But yeah, no, Zach Wilson is doing great in the preseason. He's got obviously the new head coach, Robert Saleh, leading the charge there. It's a welcome sight after the abysmal last two seasons with Adam Gase and his bug-eyed taco chasing eyes.
Did you see him at the Hall of Fame? He was at Peyton Manning's Hall of Fame.
No, but that was fun.
He should not be near the Hall of Fame. Even as a guest, that guy should be near the Hall of Fame.
He should not. Oh, yeah, because Peyton Manning made his career, right? That's right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he coached the Bears, did he not? For a second?
He was an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but he was Trubisky's offensive coordinator. Trubisky's actually looking pretty good in preseason.
Because he has competent coaches over there. He's in a system now where they're coaching him the right way.
He showed up, the starter of the Bears, Andy Dalton, which is Justin Fields will be starting by week two.
Absolutely. By the way, I want to give a shout out to a couple people who have been guests of the show. John Hartofelis, who got a new role. What's Sean? Oh, God, I forgot.
Doing something with the Knicks. I can't remember the exact title, but yes, he will be. He will be employed by the New York Knickerbockers. Congratulations to John Hart.
He accepted an offer. Madison Square Garden has productions and programming student associate for 2021-2022. So great job for John. And then the big one, who was the guest on our show, Olivia Moody. Liv Moody on Volume Sports with Colin Cowell with sports betting. So we want to congratulate Liv on that. A great job. She has a great attitude, great personality. And you can just see she was going places, man. You can just see the talent there. You can see that she was going. So good job for her. We want to congratulate her. So while we were off, a lot of things were going on with a lot of our guests and a lot of people. So John and Liv Moody really doing some great things. So we wanted to take a moment to give him a shout out on that.
Our friend Ashwin shot over to the Summer League, and he's making moves over there.
There you go.
Raymond representation is popping off right now. So Michael Raymond, he was on our show in season one. So congratulations to him. Of course, congratulations to Liv Moody. It's an amazing honor, but it's a testament of her putting herself out there day in and day out with the great betting content. It's funny too. Great, engaging. It's a lot of fun to see. And congratulations to her. And Colin Coward got a winner there.
Oh, he sure did.
Definitely a wishing best of luck on the Volume Network and seeing that thing blow up now.
Yeah. I'm waiting for her to put out her Jets prediction. I want to see what she picks the Jets.
Oh yeah, no, it'll be. I think she was just in Vegas this past.
Yeah, for SummerSlam.
FanDuel. For a FanDuel festival or something like that.
Yeah.
Like you said, John Hartofelis, working for the Knicks, Big Fellas Basketball, Gen Z Hoops, you name it. He's been putting the work in. I mean, he's got like 275, 300 episodes of his podcast interviewing the biggest and best in the game of basketball. So he's definitely putting in a lot of, he's a great friend of the show. Just a great friend of us in general. He's done a lot of work helping us out as well. We wouldn't be on IMDb if it wasn't for him. Let's just say.
Yeah, that's a good
amongst other things. So thank you for all the help, John, and best of luck in your new role. You're going to do great. And that's, he wants to be a general manager. So this is step one.
Step one. He's in the right place. That's for sure.
Actually, a few weeks ago, I was able to through the Jets and my relationship with the Jets, I was able to sit in on a Q&A with Mr. Roger Goodell. So that was great to see. But it was amazing to find out that I never realized that he was an intern with the Jets.
His dad was a senator. And,
really?
If I'm not mistaken. I don't want to be wrong, but his dad was in the U.S. Senate, if I'm not mistaken. But he started with the Jets back in the day.
Yeah, no, it was very, very interesting to see, and that was awesome to sit in on that. That was an amazing
experience. What's it like? What was that like? Like, what was Goodell like? I mean, was he a pretty cool guy?
Very, very down to earth. Yeah. Very down to earth. It was nice that he wanted to go and speak with the fans of all the teams as. And you know what? That's what makes the NFL and the most engaging league in the world. Aside from soccer, obviously soccer is pretty damn engaging, but you don't see Rob Manfred going out and talking to fans of every single team on a closed Q&A.
Right.
And it's just that's a testament of why the NFL is at the pinnacle of where they are right now. They're just in, they do not stop. They just don't. And it's amazing that just there is no more weekends without football. Like that's
can you believe, bro? It's
until you know mid February. And
I mean, and his dad Charles Goodell was a U.S. senator for New York for 3 years, and then he was also a congressman as well. So, but give credit to the NFL. I mean, look what they did with the start of training camps. Right? They said, you know what? We're gonna have one big day. They picked like a Saturday for like the opening of training camps. They had all the fans there. I mean, say what you want about Roger Goodell and he, the guy, they know what they're doing over there, man. I mean, the game is blown up to such a degree that even during the offseason, all people talk about is the NFL, what they do with the draft, what they do with the combine, what they doing with mini camps and all training camps. It's just incredible. And the season starting in 3 weeks. I mean, it's just amazing what the NFL has become. Like the NFL encompasses everything. It's incredible.
I mean, it really does. They are in the middle of every single thing and they're doing their best to combat everything that's going on right now with COVID still being an issue. And we got more variants and we got people, you know, testing positive for these new variants. So we're praying that we can get through as much as we can of this season pretty much unscathed. And, you know, this obviously we talked about the strict rules going down on ones that are unvaccinated versus vaccinated. And I mean, you have no other choice.
Get it done, man. Just get it done. Like the Kirk Cousins stuff is just insane. That guy, man, thank God the Jets didn't sign him 3 years ago. What a disaster that would have been.
I mean, there's a lot of things that we can count our lucky stars on sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, quick mention to the USA American basketball team who won the gold in Tokyo. So that's congratulations to them.
Congratulations. Oh, yeah. I mean, the U.S., yeah, the basketball team, the women's basketball won too, right?
I believe they did, yes.
And did we win baseball? No, I think we just
not
won,
sure.
Right?
I think so.
But, yeah, I mean, I think the Team USA has like 16 gold medals and the next closest was like 3 or something.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Listen, man, we got the best athletes in the world. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, but what's his face? What's his Jokic? No, Doncic.
Luka Doncic. That guy's dropping like 40 points a game.
Like nuts.
Yeah.
For Slovenia.
Yeah.
And they ended up taking home, I believe, the silver, bronze?
I think so. I think it was.
I mean, he just went off. Went off. So he pretty much carried his team, and you know, they got a special player over there. You talked about the Lakers a little bit. The Lakers having the oldest team in the NBA now.
Yeah, I think LeBron's betting on experience on this. But I got to tell you, man, Denver's coming up. Utah's a good team out there in the West. I mean, they signed Russell Westbrook too. See how that plays out over there. Obviously, you have the Nets in the East. I don't know that Milwaukee's going to repeat it. I don't see it. The Bulls got
it. Did we talk about that? Giannis
winning the title? I don't. I mean, we covered it briefly, but you know that's an amazing accomplishment for a city of Milwaukee winning the title first time in what 40 some odd years. I mean, that's just incredible what he did.
50. It was 50 years. 50 years. He scored 50 points and he got 50 Nuggets.
From Chick-fil-A.
That was
Chick-fil-A was asleep at the switch. They didn't advertise that.
That was the big number there. Yeah. And in true Patrick Mahomes fashion, Giannis purchased a percentage of a baseball team in the area, which happens to be the Milwaukee Brewers, just like Patrick Mahomes went in on the Royals over there in Kansas City. That's a thing. I guess you don't go to Disney World anymore. You just buy percentages of another sport franchise.
I think that's great. I think
I think so. I think so as well. And obviously, fellow Greek over there. So,
Can you see Giannis getting upset when they don't make a signing during free agency, or when they're on a 10-game losing streak or something, losing his mind? I mean, I can see that.
I mean,
A-Rod completing the purchase of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yep.
So this is it's a great thing.
And the Lynx, right?
I think so. But it's
both. Yeah.
It's a good thing that athletes who have accumulated all this wealth and been really successful and now wanting to get into the ownership of teams. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I think it's about time it happened because it adds something different. It isn't that old guard sort of slow, boring stuff. Now you got younger guys out there with different ideas about how they want to run an organization. I think it's great.
But yeah, 100%. Like you said, you don't think it's going to be a repeat. I don't think so either. But, you know, it's great to see Giannis staying and signing back with the Bucks because he didn't want to sign on to a super team, but now they're going to end up being a super team because everyone's going to want to go there. But so it's definitely going to have to go through Milwaukee at one point for next year, shorter off season yet again. So yeah.
I think the Nets are going to come back with Harden being better shape, with Durant, I think they'll just be a better team. The East is going to be fun. What's going to happen with Philadelphia and Ben Simmons? I mean, they've already cut off communications. They're going to come back. The Knicks, listen, man, they've made some good moves. People are sleeping on the Knicks, but they've made some real good moves in the draft. They didn't sign any big-time players, but I think they got a lot of good, consistent players. I think the Knicks keep rebuilding that sort of young core, man. And RJ develops in year three. I think they're going to be okay.
I know you're not a huge fan of the extension they gave Randall, though, right?
So here's the deal. I am not a fan of the ISO ball. At least we didn't sign him for like a 5-year, $200-something million contract if he would have waited till next year.
Yeah.
But I think we got a bargain on the deal. I'm still not sold on him only because I think that the team needs – we can't go ISO ball. I mean, if you saw in the playoffs last year, they zeroed in on him. They triple-teamed him. RJ couldn't hit a shot. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any shooters out there, and it just doesn't work. I think maybe if you build around them, but I don't know. But he's like – everybody says he's like a three on a team with more other superstars. So, he's on the team. I guess we got to be happy with it. I'm not sold on it, but let's see what this season brings us.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you can – it's wait and see. I mean, you got to – but, you know, it's just that playoffs. He's got to prove it.
Right. But it's
– earn that money, you know, to be worth that money, you got to prove it in the playoffs.
Right. But look, Miami's going to be better. The Bulls are going to be better. The Celtics are going through kind of a rebuild. The Nets are going to be better. Toronto's still Toronto with Pascal Siakam down there. So, I mean, the East is going to be – it's going to get tougher this year, and I can't wait to see it. Right now, though, I'm looking forward to week one of the NFL.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Let's talk a little football. And so last year, before we started this show, I reached out to you and I asked you if you were playing fantasy football again. And you said, nah, I'll take a year off because of COVID. But now we are back. Another episode, another season in the books. I don't hear you. I can't hear you. Are you muted? Oh, yeah, you are muted. Okay. Your thing's off. But anyway, now we're another season in, and you are back in the official talk again. No. Okay, back in. Rick has. Oh, we got. Very nice. Welcome in, Matt, and have fun over there at the Rams game and the Raiders game. Wow, that's going to be some time. SoFi Stadium, please let us know how it goes. And you went to the Field of Dreams game, didn't you? How was that? I mean, hey, we're on Clubhouse if you want to jump on. Or I could shoot you over a link if I can. All right, here we go. I think we got Rick back. I can't hear you, no. Does anybody hear him, or is it me that's messed up? All right, well, Rick is muted at the moment, but I was alluding to the fact that Rick dropped out of the Fantasy Football League last year, and now he is back. And, okay, nobody can hear you, Rick, so it's not just on my end. So, Fantasy Football, our draft is this Sunday night. I am looking forward to it. A lot of things happening in the world of football in preseason, a shortened preseason. We got Cam Akers went down for a season-ending injury.
Can you hear me?
Rams. You're back.
No?
You're back. I got you. I hear you.
I can't hear you.
I hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes.
I can't hear you, but I guess, okay.
Oh man. Just open up IG Live. Oh,
hold on.
We got. All right. Well, let's have Matt and Wolf say a few things.
Are we good?
It's on a delay, right?
Yeah. There you go, Matt. You could talk. While Rick works on his mic.
I can't hear all right. You.
So Matt, tell us about the Field of Dreams game.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I wrote an article that I was going to publish on LinkedIn for it, and I wrote it mostly on an email and then brought it into
I can't hear you.
Started adding photos, and as I'm just about done, it got deleted, the whole thing. I still have most of the text, but I had added all this stuff to it, and I want to redo it. So an article coming soon, but it was a great day because of what it was.
Can you hear me?
It was a made-for-TV event, and they did everything they could tell in the program. But it was a lifetime opportunity for me. I'm kind of sad they're playing more games there. I wanted to be the only one. I had a quick chat and an autograph from Dwyer Brown, who's the father.
I did see that. That was really cool.
And I'm hoping to have him on the Wolf Den, too. So I think it's good. I think there's some other specialty games that can be played for baseball and football. And it'll be interesting to see how they do it.
Yeah, I mean, and they already have August 11th, 2022 in the book Cubs Reds. So
Cubs Reds.
It's going to be it was a lot of fun. And I am a little envious of you.
I can't hear you, Mike.
I thought they were just giving it to Iowa residents. So how'd you snag it?
There was a lottery.
There was a lottery. So I thought it was just Iowa residents.
Mostly Iowa. Let's see. I have a friend who has some connections, and he told his company, hey, I need to be at this game. He said it 2 years ago, and he got the tickets and sent me a text the week before, and that was it. Booked my flight, and I was there.
That's amazing, and kudos to you. I mean, it's just experiencing history, really. I mean, it's,
hold on. I'm going to get out and come back in.
You're going to go next year if you can?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, if someone gave me a free ticket, I guess I wouldn't pay $1,000 to go to it, and I wouldn't necessarily encourage a fan to do that.
Oh no. Yeah, I mean that's like Super Bowl type money. No, I wouldn't pay Super Bowl prices, but I guess if you got a ticket, yeah. And if it was,
it's hard to fly in there. It's Iowa. I'm very happy that I got to do it because I probably never would have visited the Field of Dreams. But it was really cool. It's a cool experience.
How much of a trek is it once you like land?
Well, you got to fly into Cedar Rapids, which is not an easy task. There's no direct flights in there, and it wasn't bad. It's about an hour.
All right, not too bad
to get to the field, but flying into Iowa was the bad part. Not driving.
Yeah,
and we had a good parking spot, so we got out quick after the game. And it was a good experience. I'm glad I got to go.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Wolf Den is doing very well. Where are you at with the episodes now? Like 140 something like that?
120. Almost through the end of September, so I got a lot of travel I'm doing, so we'll be off a bunch in September, but still some pretty good guests coming up.
Yeah, no, I mean, you've had some pretty good ones recently, and looking forward to, keep staying tuned as much as I can throughout my busy schedule, but I'm glad to be back here doing Fan Experience TV. It's been a minute there.
All right, I'm back. Wow.
Rick can hear again, and we can hear him.
So what a disaster.
Back. Great to see you guys. Almost one happy football.
You can hear Matt, right?
Rick. I can hear Matt. I hear Matty Wolf over there.
I can't hear him on the clubhouse, but I had to.
Yeah, he can't. He's not on clubhouse, but he's on the. We're trying to be very technological and hit all the different platforms.
Awesome.
But it's nice to have a little call-in line. I think clubhouse is good for this call-in line aspect. So I'm gonna try and market that a little bit for our next show. But we're just gonna do one show. Tuesday nights now, 8:00. Breaking news, Noah Fant dealing with a leg injury.
Ah, come on, man. It's like the team is falling apart, bro. Carl Lawson Achilles. Jared Davis.
No, Noah Fant is the Broncos, so you're good.
Oh, but the Broncos.
I'm just saying. Like the NFL's always got something. Etienne's out for the year.
Yeah, Liz Frank. That's not
Cam good. Akers is out for the year. Adam Trautman got hurt, but it's not going to be severe. Just Andy Dalton's sucks. He won't be playing for the year. No, it's just, there's always something. And yeah, Carl Lawson, as you alluded to, out for the year. But thank you very much for joining us, Matt. It was a pleasure to have you on. So yeah, it was, who was the other guy that got hurt on the Jets? We lost him.
Jared Davis, his ankle. Yeah. It's just
our little rookie running back is doing good, right? Michael.
Carter's fine. I think we should just end the preseason. We didn't have a preseason last year and everybody played well. Just end it already. You don't need the
everybody
preseason.
Played well. Everybody played well?
No. But I'm saying nobody hurt. So when the season started, we were good to go.
What is that? Don't tell me that's me again.
No, that was me. That was my phone ringing while I was on.
Oh, but enough with the preseason. Ban the preseason.
Well, they cut a game off. I mean, come on. You need to have something to get your
guys can play or they can't.
No. You got to have a preseason.
All right. Have the preseason, but it's only rookies.
But look at what happened when they threw them into it last year.
No, we're fine.
We had injuries the first 2 months of the season.
I don't know, man.
A lot more than normal.
Don't play. You know what? All starters need to be banned from
a lot of the starters. A lot of the teams were sitting their starters.
Fine. You know what? All right, fine.
But you're talking the Jets.
I say I'm done. I'm over it.
Okay, that is your.
That is my thing. I'm over it. No preseason.
That is your take.
Ban the preseason. There's no need for it.
We have a sports talk platform for you to voice your opinion.
Yeah, of course.
Such as these ones.
Well, when I can talk.
And that's why we are here.
And my microphone is.
I mean, you can't really voice your opinions if your microphone's not working or hear anyone else's if your headphones.
Yeah, exactly. That was a complete disaster.
This is what happens on live TV, ladies and gentlemen. And this is also the first episode back from a 2 month hiatus. So, got a little cobwebs up in there.
Exactly.
Those headphones and his little Yeti microphone over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By the way, I want to make two predictions right now on NFL season awards. They both come from the AFC East.
Okay.
The first one, Josh Allen will win the MVP. My second one.
Josh.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not thrilled to hear about that. But my second one, Zach Wilson will win Rookie of the Year. There it is. I called it. Done.
Zach Wilson will win Rookie of the Year.
Yep. Put it down. August 24th, 8:45 p.m. Zach Wilson. It's plus 750 for him, Rookie of the Year. And our good friend, what's his name? Josh Allen will win MVP of the league.
All right. So I want to get the inside scoop right now on who you're looking at. If Christian McCaffrey goes number one overall in our fantasy football draft, who are you taking with your number two pick?
Who am I taking?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Dalvin, Henry, Barkley.
No, I'm not touching.
Not touching Barkley?
No. I might take Henry because he might rush for 2,000 yards this year.
Okay.
I would take Henry.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's out there.
McCaffrey falls. You taking him?
He got hurt last year, man. That's my only question is durability. I mean, how can you not take
that's
him?
That's with any running back at any time or player at any time.
Yeah, how can you not take him? I mean, Devontae Adams is out there too. I don't know if he's a number two pick, but
that's reaching. I mean, you do have you're keeping Hockenson, Ruggs, and Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
So you have Antonio Gibson at a very nice value. So that is a nice little RB1 / two right there. Probably mid to late RB1 with being his ceiling. So you can't, but
I think
running backs go on the second overall pick. And if you're going to do that, then just trade with me somehow. But I don't even need
to. I don't know. I mean, taking a running back second overall, man.
That's what you got to do. Best available. I mean, the first seven in the, you got in our ADP is you got McCaffrey, Cook, Kamara, Henry, Barkley, Elliott. That's what the first six are listed in our ADP. In our draft. So,
I'm not sold on Elliott. We'll see.
Oh no, I don't like
it. What are the receivers? What are the receivers though?
Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams.
He's available? Okay.
Yeah. Hill, Adams, Kels, Metcalf, Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, but that's going down. That's going down a lot. Do some mock drafts, man. We got 5 days. 5 days. I'll do some mocks with you if you want.
Yeah. I think for the second pick, I don't know, man. Tyreek Hill's out there. I might just take him.
I would go Cook. I would go Cook. Okay. If I were you, I'd go Cook. But
we'll see. I'm going to be unorthodox. I'm just going to be completely reckless this year in my fantasy.
You should just pull a taco and just draft a kicker.
Yeah, I'm just going to be completely reckless this year in my fantasy league. I'm just going to take a chance. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you back. I think we're going to have a very competitive league. My brother has joined the league.
Oh, look at that. It's a family affair.
And he's a good fantasy player, and he's picking one overall.
Great.
I anticipate him to pick McCaffrey, but obviously – the choice is his, and he could do whatever. But he's already starting the draft off with Kyler Murray and Nick Chubb. So not a bad twosome there, keepers. Okay. I'm definitely loving the keepers. Got to do Dynasty next and try and start another league official, you know, run by Playing the Field, which we should honorable mention, the producers of this show.
Yeah. I mean, it would help the cause. That's
the producers of this show is Playing the Field. Playing the Field is a sports fan community and dating app that aims to keep fans engaged and help them get engaged to each other.
Oh, and by the way, our friend Matt was on, because he's a big Gator fan, I know. Tim Tebow was cut last week.
Tebow was cut by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And for those of you who don't know, I didn't see that block that he attempted.
Well,
Attempted.
Block.
I mean, it was just – I mean, the writing was on the wall there. But, you know, Tebow mania came and went. And it started with a bang, ended with a whimper. It was just that bad.
But you can't question the guy's perseverance. I mean, and the persistence that he
– Man, he got that opportunity because he's friends with Urban Meyer.
All right. But you still – I mean, he's tried his luck in baseball.
He's not a professional athlete.
He's going to be damned if anyone else is going to tell him that.
Oh, yeah. But that's all also ego and the brand of Tim Tebow, right? So, but listen, Tim Tebow gave it a shot, got cut. It's time to move on. Let it go. Go back to ESPN, make $2 million a year.
Better to fail than not try.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, just saying.
You should go back to – listen.
I respect that.
Nice kid. Nice guy. You can go back to ESPN. And make $2 million a year just chilling in a suit, doing College Game Day, living the dream.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously we knew it was going to happen eventually. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be after one game in the preseason.
Well.
But who do you think ends up the starter in New Orleans?
Oh, Jameis, 100% Jameis. Yeah. I think Sean Payton's going to find a way to fix him, because I don't know if you saw him the other night, man. He's just throwing rockets all over the place. Listen, he throws 30 touchdowns a year. He's going to give you that. If he can cut his interceptions to like 10, I mean, they got something over there.
15.
All right. Let's say he gives him a 30. He gives him a 30 in 15 year. I mean, what more can you ask for, man? That's great.
That's more believable, at least.
All right. Yeah.
You're not going to cut it in thirds.
Yeah. And if he's not reckless with the football, I think he'll be all right.
And with Kamara over there, I mean, he didn't really have like a workhorse of a back when he was in Tampa Bay, right? He didn't really have.
No, I mean, look, who was on that?
He was always flinging it.
Right. But no, but didn't he have
Ronald Jones, the other guy. Leonard Fournette came over with Brady.
Yeah, he came over with Brady. Garrett Blunt came over with Brady.
But
he had Mike Evans. He had Goodwin.
He had Evans. He had Goodwin. He had the playmakers. He had O.J. Howard. He had Cameron Brate. He had the pass catchers. But whatchamacallit, he
just turned the ball over, man. He was just too reckless with the ball.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you though, man. I'm really excited about this rookie class that came out for the draft. Obviously, we got the best one in Zach Wilson. He is by far the best quarterback.
There's some nice little receivers that are going to be playing this year.
Elijah, here's the sleeper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's see. I mean, only time's going to tell. But you know, obviously, there's other wide receivers that are out there that are that are highly coveted and probably going to have a nice little year there. I like Jaylen Waddle. I want to see what he does. I'm curious to see how the Heisman winner does over there in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right.
And Jalen Hurts in general. Yeah. And Carson Wentz got hurt a couple weeks ago.
I mean, I saw him the other day. He's looking good.
And then they said he was going to potentially miss 12 weeks. And now all of a sudden the guy's back at practice and slated to start week one. So I don't know. You make sense of that because I can't.
Crazy. But, listen, man. I mean,
whatever the case is, the Indianapolis Colts will have Carson Wentz under center, presumably in 2 Sundays.
Yeah, I think he's going to start. He'll start week one. I think he is.
Well, that is the plan.
But yeah, I'm really excited to see what Justin Fields does, what Trevor Lawrence does, what Mac Jones does in New England. He might start, man. Don't be surprised if he starts out there. They like him down there. He's pretty good.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. I don't know.
You don't think he'll start
later in the season? Maybe. I don't. I don't see Belichick starting him. Not quickly. I mean, probably going to put him behind Cam for a little bit. I guess it really depends how the season goes, and they'll figure it out. But I'm definitely excited to see what Wilson can do. How many wins? Next week, when we come on, we're going to have the NFL schedules, and we'll do over-unders of all the teams. Because this week, we got our draft Sunday night. So we're going to do all the prepping, so we'll meet Sunday night for that. And do a little recap next week when we go live. And then also recap and predict the over-unders for all the NFL teams for this 2021-2022 NFL season.
And for those of you in the tri-state area in New York who want a sports bet, I was looking it up today. It's still not live yet, right? It's December that it comes out? It's
probably going to be ready. They're saying it's going to be ready by the Super Bowl.
Oh.
So we can bet on it. But it could be ready by December. I saw reports on that as well.
So yeah, but if you want to bet the divisions and stuff like that, you can't do that right now, right?
No. No.
Yeah, you got to take the trip to Jersey and make the bet. So.
Which I will be going to Jersey on Friday.
Well, look at you.
Tour of MetLife Stadium.
Nice. So, if you happen to see Zach, let him know I say hi.
I will give him. I will send him your best.
Please do. Let him know that he's welcome Rick on the show anytime.
You are Tom Brady.
No. He's Aaron Rodgers. That's what he is.
Well, he's learning from Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Love affair going on last week.
You know what it is about him? When you watch him on the field, he is so he's like, I got this. It's just it's just a relaxed dude who knows he can ball out, man. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. And Elijah Moore, don't sleep on him, man. Don't be surprised that kid has 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns this year.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Bold predictions. All right, I'm going to have to get some bold predictions of my own next year. I don't know if you're talking about Durant or...
The defense is not going to be great. Let's be real. The corners are
going to... Educated prediction, or is this just your hopeful optimism?
No, I think Elijah Moore and Zach Wilson, and even Michael Carter is going to have a great year. I think those guys are going to be just ridiculously good. I think defensively, we're going to get torched a lot. I mean, teams are going to throw on us left and right.
Speaking of receivers and Jets receivers and people just putting up crazy numbers, Robbie Anderson signed an extension with the Carolina Panthers today.
I saw that. $28 million, right?
Congratulations to him. Let's see. I mean, it's a good thing he did it now before the season. Either Sam Darnold's going to bring his value up or Sam Darnold's going to bring his value down. Let us see.
I have not heard
hear good things.
Any good things from Carolina? Yeah.
I have not heard good things, though. So.
I have not heard good things.
We shall see. But, we can definitely pick this up next week.
Absolutely.
But it was great to come back on.
Oh, a lot of energy. Even though we had those technical difficulties there.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. But I'm going to try to get some more people to jump on for Clubhouse and whatnot. We're going to go solo. We're going to go me and Rick for a couple of weeks before we bring the guests back into it, because we got a lot to talk about with the NFL starting up and do our predictions and try to get as much time into that as we can. But by mid-September, we should have some guests popping up and going to have a lot of fun there. And we have only 6 episodes left after this one until our 100th episode. So please send us your recommendations on what we should do for the 100th. And we'll listen to everything. Please, on behalf of Playing the Field and the sports fan community, we want to hear your thoughts on what you want to see in the app and what you like about the app and whatnot. So please head over to playingthefield.io/survey and give us your thoughts, please. We want to build the best app possible for you and for you sports fans, and we want it to resonate with you through and through. So please go on there, and the beta is live now, playingthefield.io. Go sign up right now.
Absolutely, Mike. As always, a pleasure. To the fans out there, welcome back. It's good to have everybody back in the show again. Look forward to spending this football season, basketball season, MLB playoffs, on and on, sharing sports, talking sports with all of you. It's good to have you back, everybody. We look forward to seeing you next week.